Kim's very distraught right now because she saw that.
Sorry.
Nicole had to go make a big deal.
Well, it's all over my phone. It's like.
Had to make a big deal out of the buffalo that mozzarella that I didn't get to.
It's not good that it's leaking through the plastic.
Yeah, no, why is that leaking?
Oh. I don't know, because she's messing around with it. Yeah,
wow, you're brave to touch stuff on that desk.
ClosetCast 209. We got Nicole Schraft. We got Maureen Aylward. How do you say your last name?
Aylward. Like, you know, beer and.
I was going to say, like, beer.
Those two things go together.
Oh, there you go. We got Heidi Dallin here. We got Stu's here. Stu, first time on the podcast.
Yes. Yep.
And we got my co-host over here, Kim Smith.
Good morning, Gloucester.
She's feeling a little better. You get a little color in your face now.
Yeah. 10 days it's been. I'm still sick.
She's still sick. She's breathing all over us. She's still sick.
I know. You guilted me so badly for not coming.
I missed you last week. You're my partner in crime over here.
I missed it very much.
It's Thanksgiving week. Everybody excited?
Yes.
Does anyone have to travel for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Sort of.
Oh. So what do you mean, sort of?
New Hampshire.
That's traveling.
Yeah, that's traveling.
But you're kind of going the reverse direction. Is it so bad going to New Hampshire?
No, it's not. It's not bad going to New Hampshire, but actually, Thanksgiving is. I'd like to not go to Thanksgiving this year. I mean. It's all.
Let's
wonderful.
Hope that Maureen's family is not listening.
No shit, right?
I love the family that we go to see, but Thanksgiving is a difficult holiday, and this year particularly.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but it's okay. I love it. It's fun. My boys will be elsewhere. And
just fucking just demolish the whole
thing. This is no
just
choice.
Everybody's ready to jump out a window right now.
How do we come back from
just
that?
Tie a cinder block around my neck and throw me overboard.
Anyway, as bad as
just
that
like
will be.
Being honest, right? See,
yeah, you're thankful for.
I'm not the only one.
No, I understand.
And, you know, this particular one is more difficult. It's better to just be out there about it than.
Then face your fear, face your stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Still, where are you going to go?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's a long time.
I would rather just see. As bad as I feel for Maureen, I feel worse for you.
I was gonna say it's a tough one, but I have to go to rural, like in the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
The only thing they have is a big gigantic Walmart to walk around in.
Whose family is that? That's your wife?
Yeah, Nicole's family.
Oh, she really does you. And you're worried about not being able to stay here for the podcast?
Listen.
She owes you huge. Thanksgiving?
Let's not go there, okay?
No, she owes you huge. I'm just putting it out there for you. I got your back. All right, you're my boy. I got your back. Listen, there's nothing better than being able to. See, I get to roll down, like in my jam. What are you going to do? Eat a raw potato, Nicole?
I'm doing a future blog post right here.
Future blog post. there's nothing better.
Is it rotten stuff?
The potatoes are rotten, Nicole.
Go ahead. Ignore me. Go on with your day.
Ruined the whole bit. No, there's nothing. So I get to roll down the hill in my jammies to my sister's house. Two doors away, and because this is my like brutal time of the year, I'm physically spent right now, mentally drained, and I'm thankful for the business and everything else, but I'm like ready for it to be the end of the season. And so I traveling on the holidays, when you work like that, like 6 days a week, and you just want to have a day to not have to answer the phone and chill out and watch football and eat food and everything else. So I am eternally thankful for Thanksgiving this year that I don't have to travel and I get to watch football.
I get to get on a flight at 6:30 in the morning to go to
with two kids.
On which day?
Wednesday.
Oh, but you don't have to drive. Oh,
yes, very good point.
So
I thought you were driving. When you said Pennsylvania, I was thinking that's definitely
that's
a drive,
like
a not a fly.
That's a haul.
So.
With two kids.
Yeah.
With two kids.
How old are the kids?
Good.
6 months and...
Oh.
Almost four.
Definitely not a good drive.
I'll tell you about our happy.
Her parents couldn't come up.
No.
Well, they have obligation. They work. They're working or something.
Yeah, and every Thanksgiving we alternate between my family and her family, and then we do Christmas at home. So.
Does she have any brothers or sisters?
She has a brother, but he won't be there.
It's too bad that the parents couldn't come up and make it easy on you.
I agree with you.
Let's hope Stu's in-laws aren't listening also to that.
Yes.
Well, maybe next year they'll have a little mercy on them.
I would tell them.
Maybe they'll have a little mercy on them 2 years from now, and maybe they'll come up here and think about what they're putting
you through. Share with your family, right?
Most of them I don't share with my family.
It would be nice if they came up.
It would be
Paul
nice.
Paul is a big listener.
Took a little burden off of them. The young family with two young children.
I know, and traveling.
Yeah.
I'm super excited.
I bet you 2 years from now, I bet you the parents come up here and do the right thing. That's what I'm thinking.
So anyway,
I just want to say something. Stu has not said anything that he actually told me he's looking forward to going to see his in-laws. This is all me just making a joke out of this whole thing. I don't want to put my boy in some hot water. This is totally me just fooling around.
Like a boiling lobster right now.
Yeah. Stu is my boy, and he is him and my buddy Mike Cote have been trying to get us to join the Elks for a long time because we live in the Shire now. Like right around, we can walk there.
Walk home. More importantly,
yeah, and take advantage of the nice view. Have like inexpensive lunches there.
Inexpensive,
really good. Yeah. How much is a beer there? How much is a Coors Light? Showing my bourgeois I am.
What, like just a regular Coors Light? What, $2.50, $3?
There you go.
Very reasonable.
Boom.
The 22 wow.
Ocean I Views.
The 22-ounce beer is like. 325.
They have a 22-ounce beer?
Yeah, I think it's 22 ounces. Yeah, it sounds good.
Holy cow.
It's tall. No matter what, it's tall.
There you go.
Have one of those and you're good.
I love it.
Yeah.
There you go. So we gotta I've been saying I'm gonna join for the last couple of years, but the application is like 3 pages long. some of the questions they ask you are like, do you believe in God? If you don't believe in God, you're like out. You're done. You can't renounce. Like you have to, which is good. I'm all good with it. But like, this is some of the stuff that's on the application.
Yeah.
And the other one, Colin Kaepernick could not apply to the Elks.
Right.
Because there's a line in there about I hold the United States honorable and or whatever. I don't renounce the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm paraphrasing here.
Yes.
But to that effect, it's like a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and
it's awesome.
Well, I wouldn't. He doesn't kneel during the. He kneels.
He kneels during the.
National anthem.
But it just came out this past week. He didn't vote, and not only did he not vote.
Oh, that's.
He's not registered to vote.
No.
He's not registered to vote. So.
I think a lot of young people do not understand how important it is to vote.
This guy's like making this political statement. Right. Like this is all about being political, right. And then to not
ever
have ever voted to register to vote or to exercise your right to vote.
Right.
To me, is a little.
That's pretty.
You know, whatever you could protest. We're in this country. We can vote, voice our opinions. We have the right to protest and stuff like that, but when you don't vote, and you want to do this big scene, but then you don't even vote. I don't know.
I think next Sunday a fun podcast would be you bringing the Elks application and us filling it out together.
are you guys gonna join? You and Freddie?
No, well, yeah, maybe, but I
just be fun. I can see Freddie be an Elks guy.
I choose to not comment.
Why?
So if you're an agnostic, you can't belong to the Elks.
I'm not sure, but it says it on the thing. I'm not sure. But it says God. It really doesn't say Christian or Catholic. It just says God. So I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't have a problem with it, so I hope I don't get bounced out of the Elks.
This is going to go
blackball. He's got blackball from the Elks.
You're not listening now.
Well done, fucking Elks.
Maybe you're not supposed to disclose this.
Yes, thank you, Joey.
I don't think there was a little.
Maybe no one's supposed
the
to.
The disclaimer,
know.
Yeah, I know. The secret handshake.
Really got an application.
Exactly. Is there a secret handshake?
I cannot disclose this.
You don't know about the secret handshake until you. Know about the
secret handshake. You have to join. Big time.
He can't tell you.
I told you how much the beers were. That was far too much information. Far too much information.
Yeah, I'm in trouble.
Now they're gonna
you might be in jeopardy.
I'm getting bounced before I even got in.
And now I'm going to get bounced. Now I'm going to have an ouch right here.
Captain Joe's.
Captain Joe's
chapter.
It also has an ocean view, kind of, right? Yeah, the harbor view.
We have stinky cheese on the desk.
You definitely get some smell of the ocean here.
Yes. So I'm really pleased. I ordered the 2006, first time I ever did it. But Kate's mom last year said, she follows the blog, which is really nice. She's into it. And she said, I love your photos. I would love to have calendars to give to my friends and stuff like that for dinner. Why don't you think about doing a calendar? And at the time she said it, was too late to produce them and stuff.
Yeah.
I did it this year, and the first round that I ordered, a couple days, poof, gone. So I ordered another round.
I didn't understand, forgive me, but what you meant by CD calendar.
Yeah, look,
so what does it mean? It's in a CD. I was trying to look at the picture, but it was hard to...
It was not a good description.
Really?
No.
Well, maybe you guys can... So it goes like this, right?
Awesome.
Right?
That. Oh, then you take them. Oh,
you put them behind.
Gotcha.
And they're 12 of my favorite images.
Yeah,
oh, nice.
And I mean, you get 12 images printed with a calendar and the CD case for $20. It's less than $2 per image, and you get the calendar. And and the size of it is very conducive to shipping to your friends for presents, because you get to pay the media rate for shipping, or you have them in your purse when inevitably someone gives you the present that you didn't expect them to give you the present. And you're like quick draw McGraw, pow! I got you covered. And you like whip out the CD case.
Put a few bows on those ahead of time.
It'd be crazy not to like have them in your purse for just that awkward, potentially awkward situation.
They came out great.
That's a perfect price point for gifting. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I have to say, you probably should put a little more description on the CD thing. I wasn't sure. Do I pop it in my computer? We don't even have that anymore. I mean, it's CD. I was like, what do I get? A CD that shows me?
I should just say calendar.
And also, I don't know if you did this, but show the side view of how it just sits like that on your desk. You know what I mean?
I'll do a whole post, I guess. Right. I got to do a post.
I think you should.
Well, they did sell, so some people do.
they're great.
Listen, I'm all in on the constructive criticism.
They might be thinking, though, they're getting a CD.
So. That's what I thought.
Case.
That's what I thought.
Originally I thought you put it in your and it like every morning when you bump, when you turn on your computer.
See, okay, the
picture
so
comes up.
So just like okay, we got the next subject.
Well,
just like,
a good idea too.
Just like the purple
the
blue
color
debate.
Color
that would be a good idea though too, to have a tech component of it. You turn your computer on in the morning and the picture comes up with the calendar.
Yeah. You should get that for just joining on the Good Morning Gloucester.
Oh, really?
Yeah, why awesome. we don't put enough pictures on there for you? So there's not enough posts there for you. I think we're on a 65,000 post on Good Morning Gloucester.
Are we? Oh my god!
Yeah, something like that. I could look it up.
Nice purple shirt. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
So next,
that out loud?
Yeah, the next.
What?
Did you say blue?
Oh my gosh!
Blue.
Boom! Thank you. No, listen.
One,
it could
the
go
one
either
one. Person. Sorry.
No, is Kate it the said, same color as that one?
Kate said purple.
Yeah, this is not blue.
That's blue.
When I ordered it,
blue.
See, I think that's the same purple. Color as that.
No, we're going to see it next week.
Wait a second.
Right, we're going up.
Here we go.
It's very similar.
Very similar.
A little darker. A little shade darker.
Good.
All right.
Blue.
The podcast, this is not
blue.
Very descriptive.
You know,
Maureen says
purple.
Blue.
Nicole says purple.
This
is a true cobalt blue, and your shirt is a violet blue. That's what you would
violet
call
blue. Okay.
Violet means... purple, just so you know.
So people that know what we're even referring to right now, I had a new designed logo, and it's not to replace the Good Morning Gloucester logo on the website. It is for apparel, for t-shirts and hats. I wanted to simplify and make a kind of more of a modern logo for t-shirts and hats.
It's nice.
Right?
Yeah, that one.
That logo,
nice.
Right? Is it clean?
Right. I like it.
And
yeah.
I think I think I said this on the last podcast, I think we've earned the right to go by GMG.
Yeah.
Like, you know, over a million views per month, over 100 million, 100, over
lifetime.
111 million lifetimes since the beginning of 2008. I think we've earned the right to go by GMG. But what we were speaking about was the shirts that I ordered, and these are I'm not really selling these shirts. These are going to be for contestant prizes, and all the contributors are getting them for Christmas presents.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, early Christmas presents. Just ruin the surprise.
Yeah.
nice job.
I know. And also
contributors don't listen to them.
No, they don't listen to the podcast. So anyway, so also, I'm going to do a, if anybody orders for Black Friday, if anybody orders 3 CDs, they're going to get a free T-shirt with their order.
Oh,
cool. Yeah. Or 3 or 4, obviously. And then 5, you get an extra CD thrown in with your ride.
Well, it's not really a CD.
CD case calendar.
Right. Let's be clear. You just said they get a CD.
CD case. That's true. I welcome the constructive
criticism. They get a calendar.
In a CD case.
In a CD case.
Fucking honest to God. This is... beating up on me today.
Well, let's discuss this description.
And a purple shirt.
If I was coming in to buy a CD from you, I think I'm getting a CD.
When you hit the button to purchase, it says CD case calendar. It doesn't say CD. It doesn't say CD calendar. It says CD case calendar. Just now, when I said it, I said CD. So you're right there, but in the description of what.
What was that? Wait, did you say I'm right?
I said you are right.
Oh, okay, I just wanted to be clear.
I have no problem with. I am not one of these people that, like, when they're wrong, cannot admit that they're wrong. I know plenty of people like that, and they drive me up a wall. But I like to maintain a little bit of credibility. And I don't feel like you can have credibility if you're one of these people that are so argumentative that, you know, the sky is blue and they say, no, the sky is red. You know what I mean? So.
Or your shirt is purple. Or
the shirt is purple. I accept that it's purple. Okay? Because enough people have said that it's purple. I think it's a bluish purple. But whatever. Anyway, we're going to get off of that. We're going to go to Nicole was first showing up. We go to your topic first. Montreal.
So much fun.
Cape Ann Youth Hockey.
Yeah.
The Grasso Memorial Friendship Tournament.
Sal Grasso Memorial Friendship Tournament. It's also called the Westmount Tournament. I think it's been like 30 years. But I was saying to you downstairs, it was funny that I think the numbers were like 160 children from Mites. So from age like 7 to 16 or something, were up in Montreal last weekend for the 3-day tournament. And it was like being in, I don't know what to say. I was going to say the rum line, but that's not a good example. It was like being,
you
know,
for you, your children.
Well, no, I'm trying to think of a place where you would be. There were more people. I saw more people in Montreal than I've seen, like, locally, probably in a year
in
locally. There were people who I didn't even know had children who played hockey who all of a sudden I was conversing with in the lobby at the hockey arena up in Montreal, which is so funny, and going through customs both ways, you put down the window and there's like 3 families to your right or left that you didn't even know were traveling. So it was a good time, but a lot of work. So kudos to Cape Ann Youth Hockey and to the Westmount teams up in Canada.
Montreal is one of the 4 towns that I say that I would like to live, would not mind living in. Montreal, Portland, Maine.
Mm-hmm.
Gloucester, Massachusetts, and Naples, Florida. Those are my. Yeah. But not to take it away from that, I knew a ton of families that went up there. Did you guys get to have any social time, or was it all hockey all the time? Because Montreal is like the coolest town.
Yeah, we did. So the families were at 2 different hotels that were like 5 minutes walking distance apart, and everyone had different schedules. That's a little bit frustrating because, you know, if your children are 18 months apart, that puts them on different teams. So. The hard part is we were there for 3 days. A couple of families went up early. I left at noon on Thursday, so I left school a little bit early and went up. And we definitely did. It's hard because you want to see everybody, but really it's supposed to be a team thing. So, and for us, we have 2 boys, and they're on 2 different teams at 2 different levels. So you want to hang out with Finn's, you know, families for his team, and you want to hang out with Thatcher's families, but you also want to hang out with your own friends who are also up there based, you know. So that's tricky, but we had a great time. We had indoor pools at both hotels so the kids could swim while we hung out a little bit, and then every night we went out for
hung out a little bit. That's paraphrasing for got shit faced. Hung out a little bit in quotation marks.
That's not true at all. You like to do that to me. That's not true at all. And then
her boss, like, she works for Montessori school. Her boss listens to the podcast. Dutch, and he knows this joke that we always talk about how she's an alcoholic, but the closet alcoholic, but not really.
And would this be a good time to tell you that Maureen has a child at the school?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Yeah,
maybe
like,
5 minutes ago would have been a better time to tell you that Maureen has a
yeah,
purple, purple shirt. Purple shirt, gross cheese, fungus over here. anyway, so yeah, we went out for dinner and kind of regrouped back in the hotel lobby and had a lot of fun. And this is funny. So that when you're traveling and you want to, you know, you're a grown up and you want to have fun with your friends, but you also all have children. And so we should probably bring babysitters next time. But we, there was one night where myself and five of the moms just sat in the hotel hallway with all of the kids, you know, behind the door sleeping and got to catch up for like 3 hours. But as silly as it sounds, like literally popped a squat in the hotel and just, I didn't say anything about the drinking, Joey.
Oh,
you just, but it was fun to just be together that way. But it is hard with the kids. And we had, I think we probably had like 3 hours one day that we walked around with like six other families into Old Montreal and to McGill University, which is gorgeous, and had lunch and saw a lot of statues and took a lot of photos. But we had less time than other families. The big, the long hockey day, we were at the rink from 8:30 to 6:30 with no breaks in the middle. You know, we had seven games between my two kids, so... whereas other families literally like didn't go to the hockey rink at all until 4, we had already been there for hours on end. So
they got a little,
it's just the way the schedule goes. Yeah, so we probably saw less than the majority of the families, but that's fine.
January 2 years ago, Kate and I went, and I'll tell you, Montreal's a great. It's not that far of a drive.
No, the drive was really doable.
How long was the drive?
It was like 5.5 hours, but it was easy and it was really nice. I mean, we left at the right time of day. Got dark like right when we got to the border. But Vermont's gorgeous and it's all great. You know, the farm country is so nice to drive through and not a lot of traffic. And then the way home, we left after we had one early morning game and we got stuck at the border for like an hour. And then, you know, an easy ride home too, not a lot of traffic.
It's like a European city.
Right here.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like a cleaner version and a wider, the streets are wider, cleaner than New York. But like I wouldn't really compare.
It reminded me a little bit of Boston.
More Boston,
which is, yeah.
But wider streets, more.
Yeah.
Better laid out.
It's interesting in the old buildings, you know, kind of smack in the middle of you know like taller skyscrapers and whatnot. But it had kind of a Boston feel to it.
But
nice little like parks around every corner with little green areas and.
The dollar is super strong, so it's cheap too.
Yeah.
Anyway. Thank you for that. Kim, you came here next. We're going to talk about some of your stuff. Have you been reporting on the Blue Ocean?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Which is the Gloucester Dragger.
Right, and it's pretty exciting to watch all the activity going on down there the last couple of days.
So this dragger kind of broke loose off of its mooring, and it washed up on a little... Would you call that Niles Beach?
Yeah, I call it Niles.
Niles Beach, okay.
Even though it's more in the private section, it's still, I still call it Niles.
Okay, so...
Yeah, so...
So what's the latest?
So the latest is I spoke to one of the divers yesterday, Ted Barnes, very super nice guy. He had been in the water for 9 hours yesterday.
Teddy,
And he came out with a big cut on his knuckle, but he showed me, like, he peeled off his wetsuit, and he was bone dry under the wetsuit, so... But he said they were resuming this morning. So what happened yesterday is they tried to get the straps... of the big floating, I guess you call them floaters. I don't really know.
They pump air in. What happens is they go on. They place these underneath the hull, or sometimes they put them inside of the fish hole.
Okay.
And then they pump air into them.
Well, they're ladders, right? They call bladders.
They look like bladders.
Yeah, they put them underneath like car accidents, like for the tow trucks too, to lift cars back right side up, right?
They had them all lined up on one side, so they were trying to get it over onto the port side and get the straps underneath so that they can tow it, so they can get it upright and tow it out to, you know, be wherever, right, to dump it. But they just had too much trouble yesterday. They had, you know, like three boats out there, all kinds of crew, several divers. I just kept looking at it because they were there from like 6:30 in the morning till 3:30 and 4:30 in the afternoon. It was like, wow, that must be like $20,000 to have all these people here for a day like that. And then they couldn't get the straps underneath. They said they were gonna try again today, starting at the crack of dawn.
Well, not much of a day.
But when I went out there this morning,
it was rough,
nobody was there. But now it's on its port side, which means it's got a little bit more movement from what I understand. So that means that they will it may be easier to get the straps underneath. So. Yeah. But it's pretty interesting to watch this recovery. I guess you call it recovery, or
yeah, it's not really a salvage or something. Yes. Recovery slash salvage.
Right, like I looked up salvage and it said saving a boat. So they're not, are they salvaging it because they're taking it out to dump it? Is that salvaging it?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know what to call
it. So what do they do when they dump it?
They'll find a place where the fishing boats don't go and they'll let it go to the bottom.
Let it go to the bottom.
Create like an artificial reef, which is not necessarily, if there's no fuel on the boat or oil on the boat, it's actually not a bad thing for fish to have sanctuaries. There's places that they dump things like man-made structure below the thing there to have a small fish to have places to hide for big fish. It's actually be beneficial.
Right, it has to be deep enough that nobody gets caught up in it.
Yeah.
So, I'm wondering though, there's a whole bunch of like plastic netting. Will they remove that? Because
I'm sure that they would do that.
That couldn't be good. But you can see, like, just from. You know Jay Alpert? I met him on the beach yesterday when I was photographing.
Yep. KPANimages.com.
Right. He was super awesome. Well, he's also a security guard at Cruise Port.
Beauport Hotel.
Okay. And he photographs early in the morning because he works all night. But he was explaining to me various things, like what a road anchor is and things like that. So that was really awesome to have him there explaining certain things. Mm-hmm. And
we're in the office the other day. You see, a lot of the pictures are coming through on Facebook and people are posting them on the blog and stuff. And especially at sunset, it's kind of weird to say, but in a way, I almost wish that it could stay there. Mm-hmm. Because it's kind of cool looking. Not that you want. I mean, I don't know.
I know, but you know what I was thinking would be the problem. Kids would go out swimming there and cut themselves without a doubt.
Cut themselves and maybe get stuck underneath there. Right. They'll go and try to dive into the fish hole. Absolutely not. I understand it can't stay there, but the visual of it. It's kind of cool looking at, especially at sunset.
It was really, really remarkable.
It was really surprising to see it when going down.
Really was. Yeah.
To me, Niles Beach is sunsets are the best sunsets in the city. You know, and
you can see already all the damage that's occurring. Like the front of the boat is popping out, and the wood is all just from being submerged for a couple of days. All the wood is swelling up and cracking. I put a picture up of that specifically, but I didn't label it, but you can see already the damage that is occurring and where that would end up in another 6 months. So, maybe if they put it super, super, super far out so you only saw a little bit of it, you know.
Then it's a navigational issue.
I went by it on because we were away when it had happened, and I just didn't get by to see it on Monday or Tuesday. So Wednesday night, I was at school for a play, and I went by probably 7 o'clock at night, and there were two smaller boats with lights on out there doing something on it, which I thought was so peculiar. At 7 o'clock at night, and I got out. I parked at Niles and got out, and I had my phone, so I knew I wasn't going to capture anything.
I saw the images, and I know the people on those boats. I just can't think of it right now.
Yeah, and they went away like right after. So by 7:15, they were gone. But it was spooky to see the boats with the lights out there working at that hour because it was pitch black at 7 o'clock. Sadly enough.
Yeah, no, I know the thing about it is I just hope that it gets taken care of and it doesn't cost us a whole lot of money.
Yeah, who's gonna pay all that money? I mean, seriously, to have that like three crews out there, motion picture boats, Cape Ann Marine, the Harbor Master.
Has Joe been out there?
Yeah, Joe's
been out there. At least two divers were out there. Mm-hmm. Yesterday alone must have cost a fortune.
Speaking of J. Albert and Beauport Hotel, the Cruise Port Gloucester won the Knot, which is known as the wedding, online wedding resource. The Knot, Best of Weddings, 2017 Best Wedding.
And they also have a physical magazine too.
And they have a physical magazine.
But it's very prestigious to get that.
Huge.
Yeah. It's huge.
Huge award. Yeah. Like best, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
I mean, how many venues are there? The best right here in our backyard.
Now, is that all of Massachusetts, or is that the North Shore area that competes with like the Cape and all of that? Because there's so many great places down there.
I want to say it's North Shore. I want to say the Knot is North Shore.
Is it? I don't know.
I thought the Knot had regions, like, so I thought maybe this award was the North Shore Award.
Yeah,
the Knot.
I'm saying it's universal, yeah. Actually. Yeah. I think it's the whole entire planet.
Yeah, I think so, right?
The best.
Well, it should be. Right?
Yes. Weddings on Mars.
There's no place in...
Pretty soon, maybe.
No place in Dubai has a place like this, right?
Elon
Musk. Don't rain on my... I'm
I
like,
wasn't trying
you know
to.
What
I
mean?
Just said, that's not at all. It's phenomenal.
That's
racially
recognized by
it's
the Knot. It's national.
Great. I didn't want to correct him.
I wasn't correcting. But the Knot is huge. I mean, I've been married for 85 years. What do I know? But I looked at the Knot back then.
Did you, oh, really? It was around back then?
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
Really?
Computers.
Can I tell you a funny story? Can we
sure,
can I segue?
Go ahead.
My boys went to a Blue Man Group for the first time on Friday night with a friend from school. So I wasn't invited. So I dropped them off and they went into the city with this other family. And then at 10 o'clock at night, I picked them up and I brought them home. And I haven't been to Blue Man Group since it was a bachelorette party for a friend of mine. So again, probably like 15, 20 years ago. And so I said to the boys, they were telling me different bits and pieces, and I said, so they don't talk, right? And actually, I have a student whose father is a Blue Man. But so I know enough about it, but yeah, really cool. So I said, they don't talk, and the boys are like, no, but they text. And they said, yeah, different parts of the show. And again, I haven't seen it recently, but like big cell phones come down and they text each other during the show.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
So they said to me, didn't they text when you saw the show? And I, you know, 15 years ago. And I said, no, texting wasn't a thing when I saw the show. And then I looked like I wanted to cry. That's how old I felt. They're like, texting wasn't a thing? And I was like, no, it really
wasn't.
They
can't even comprehend.
Which made me start thinking, like, when did texting become a thing? But it wasn't when I saw Blue Man Group 15 years ago. Texting
it
was definitely not a thing.
Cell phone to pager.
Yeah,
remember
right.
They had the little pagers? Yeah. Who had a pager?
I never had a pager.
I had a pager.
But I'm not
no
important. Pagers,
no pager.
No pager.
No pager.
Just cell phone.
Pager.
Oh, business.
Yeah.
And the car phone. It started with the car phone.
Car
mine
phone.
Used to be a plug-in.
Yeah.
Like, mine didn't come out of the phone.
Yeah,
car.
I had one of those.
No.
Yeah.
With
the
big pouch.
It's a big...
Yeah. You plugged it into the cigarette lighter.
Yes.
And it stayed there.
Right.
I had one of those.
Started with the car phone, and then it moved up to those big, giant cell phones that you'd have.
The Friends. The Friends episode of...
The big honker. There is a thing at the Gloucester Stage, December 2nd. There's a holiday fundraiser for the Gloucester Writers Center. Maureen and Heidi Dallin are Maureen from the Writers Center and Heidi from the Gloucester Stage are both here to talk about it. So tell me a little bit more about it.
Well, it's a joint fundraiser for the Writers Center and Gloucester Stage. And
oh, so the money's going to both places?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And it's called Fishtails.
Oh, this isn't the first time Fishtails is.
No,
Maureen,
no.
This is something that the Writers' Center has been doing for a while.
Yeah, right. First time at Gloucester Stage, though.
Yeah, it's the first time at Gloucester Stage. So this is our fourth anniversary show. Fishtails has been happening for 4 years, which is really just astounding that it has...
It's got legs.
It does. And it's because it's storytelling. It's a live storytelling event that the Gloucester Writers' Center has been doing. You know, we don't really have a schedule. Shows are anywhere from 6 weeks to 8 weeks
like a pop-up. It's almost like a pop-up thing.
Yeah, it is.
But the one is short in Maine. What's the one where they all, like do they have one where they say specifically, like, this is not for children because we're going to be telling some salty tales?
We have had some very interesting shows over the years. The lawyer show that we did was pretty X-rated. And we were not expecting that.
Okay, wait a second. Next time there's a lawyer show, I need to know when the lawyer show is going to be. Now, I don't want to go for the fisherman one. Because you know what I mean? Like,
well,
it's going to be people that are really not fishermen. And they're going to act like they're fishermen.
Well, Fishtails is not about fish, necessarily.
What?
We always try to have a show on adventure or
I want
something
the lawyer
related
one.
To that. But
the
we,
X-rated one.
We did have an X-rated show. Just to put it out there, and that was actually really fun and amazing. It really stretched us, and that's what the show is all about. It's about stretching the
stretching in
stretching
X-rated
people
ways.
In lots of different ways. literally, we haven't done a yoga show. Maybe we could do that. But we
what's the one? What's the thing, what is the thing where the Kama Sutra? No, what is it?
Yes,
they're stretching in the different positions, right?
The Kama Sutra
is
stretching in different ways. But
yeah.
So we have a Kama Sutra, Fishtails, X-rated with lawyers. Bing! Sign me up!
Joey,
I'm sorry for getting off track.
Joey, when I thought I'm really about doing the show, I never thought we'd go there. Like, this is another stretching point. So we'll consider it. We'll consider it. But this show coming up is therapists. It's about therapy. And when I was thinking about it, I thought, oh, well, therapists always have stories, right? The lawyers have stories, you know, teachers have stories, other lots of different sort of segments of people have stories. So I thought, why don't we do a show on therapy? And I was putting it together. I worked with Henry Farini. We produced the show together, and we were like, okay, therapy's good, therapy's good. And it took us a while to find the folks to do it. But we didn't realize how meaningful the show would be coming right now on December 2nd. And after the election, folks are really trying to figure out where are we? And a lot of people are saying, you know, I need some form of expression. And it's turning out to be an incredibly meaningful show, even before the show is happening. So it's a show about therapy and expression. We're having a story by Israel Horowitz. He sent a story in. He's actually in New York producing his play, Man in Snow. And right, that's where he's.
Yeah. So Man in Snow is running in New York. Yeah.
And he wrote a true story for us that will be performed during the show, which is really nice that he offered that up, and we're honored to have it. We have 9 storytellers coming in, both therapists, folks who have had therapy, folks who are in therapy, just expressing themselves in a different way. We'll also have an interactive audience experience, which is something that we're new, having new.
They're going to have a couch. They're going to have a couch. They're going to have a chair. They're going to have the guys with the crossed legs. They're going to be analyzing live.
We have gone the nest. To lots
are
of
we in this, are we in the nest of trust? Are we in the trust? With 100 people sitting around you, whatever stays here, like Frank the Tank.
I thought we were in the trust tree.
He's talking about how he's like, you know, sometimes I just think about the waitress comes by and I just think about what it'd be like to smell her panties. And the wife's looking at him and then he's like, wait a second, I thought you said we could say anything. I thought we were in the trust tree that I could say anything and I wasn't going to be judged.
You know, we didn't think about that one, but we could possibly. You know, we've had lots of different ideas. The couch is one of them, and you know, Lucy, you know, sitting behind her little stand, you know, 5 cents. Analysis for 5 cents. You know, there's been all of this imagery that's come as part of the show, but yet. To be on somewhat of the serious side, the stories are both enlightening, heartbreaking, but uplifting. We have a whole set of really amazing people coming through to tell stories, and people love it. People love going to listen to people's stories. They get something out of it. I always feel like there's this wonderful gift exchange with the audience. The audience absorbs the story and takes it into themselves, and is changed by them, and the person telling the story is gifted by the audience as ready to receive nature, and it's a wonderful exchange, mutual exchange.
I may or may not have been married to a person that sold drugs to people that drugs.
She's a pharmaceutical
salesperson.
Thank you, Kim.
In the realm of mental illness. And this person may or may not have told me that the doctors or the what do you call them, therapists, all more batshit crazy than probably the patients. Like more times than not, the what do you call it again?
Therapist.
I think we might have some of those stories coming down our way at that show.
They might be in the podcast. Yes.
I actually might tell a story.
So do you screen all the applicant stories, or you read them and try to help them make it shorter, or how does that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't actually screen them.
If you don't. You don't want people saying, "Oh, maybe you shouldn't touch that," because just like I stay off you guys editorially.
Yeah, but you might get somebody talking for 45 minutes.
Well, we have a limit. Everybody has to have 5 minutes. So we have guidelines, and it's always 5 minutes. But yet, I don't try to interfere with people's stories. I want to hear them, and I like to listen to them, but to make sure that after our X-rated lawyer show, that that maybe a disclaimer was in order. But I do tend to listen to some of them, but I don't edit them, I don't produce them, I don't interfere with it, because that's just the nature of their story. I want it to be as authentic as possible, and that's what people really love about it. So yeah, so nice. I don't interfere.
The most beautiful woman in the world just walked in the room. Hi, Kate. My Kate.
Jeez.
Would you like some? Would you like some cheese?
A little early.
Say no. Say no.
Yeah, it's a, no. It's liquid. It's liquid.
It's a little sketchy. A little sketchy. Sorry for interrupting. So this show is December 2nd.
Yeah, December 2nd.
It's at Gloucester Stage.
7:30. $20 general admission. But no one's turned away for lack of funds. So we want to make sure anybody.
Yes.
That wants to come and see the show can see the show, and
this may be one of the more like touching ones. I got a feeling.
It is.
I bet you this is one like a really. This is going to bring people deep.
Yeah, I think it's one of those moments where you can come and you can feel uplifted, but there's also that feeling like you're going to get something out of it. You're going to be moved by it. But we have this interactive piece. We've got Israel's piece. We have an opening monologue that we think will be pretty funny, and so we'll laugh and cry and express ourselves and together.
Right.
Together, and the bar will be open, and the theater will be
bar.
Here.
What is it? Bar.
We
bar?
Have we serve what? Beer and wine at Gloucester Stage.
Okay.
We serve beer and wine at Gloucester Stage. Absolutely, yeah. we have a seasonal license. Yeah,
right. And then we'll
you don't drink in the stands. Can you drink in the stands?
Yes,
you can.
You can bring. Yes,
it's a great place. We went.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, of course you did.
Of course
you did. So glad you're here, Kate. You can turn it off of me.
You can drink, and then, you know, there's
you can bring them in.
You can bring it.
Kate, we're not talking about hidden in the flask that you brought in. We're talking about paper we could buy for it. Yeah.
Yes. That's funny.
That's fine.
Definitely. Definitely.
We're going to have an intermission this time, too, which will allow people also to get a drink and participate in the audience interactive experience that we're setting up. And
this is great. Yeah. Just so you, what you missed is they do this thing called Fish Tales, and people from the community, they submit, they come up and they tell stories, like 5-minute stories, and the this one is about therapy. So people are going to talk. These are going to be therapists. There's going to be people that have been in therapy. And like maybe
I'm
in therapy.
Stories myself.
Yeah, people who need therapy.
Anyway, so yeah, very excited for that. Kim, I wanted to talk about this next.
Oh, okay.
Which I think is next to my CD case calendars. I think is an awesome Christmas present idea. Yeah. At present.
At present, Gloucester.
Present Gloucester,
which is I think it's at 261 Main Street. I wrote it down. They have this. 261 Main Street.
Wait, 261 Main Street is.
That's right where they
next to where.
It's the inside the Eastern Point Lighthouse. So
okay, because you could say it there.
Yeah, and it's right next to Alexander's Bread.
There you go.
So Backyard Growers, Alexander's Bread, and Present Gloucester is sandwiched in between, and they have beautiful artisanal gifts right now. But one of the things that I thought was really special were. Babson boulders made out of their Christmas tree ornaments. They're made out of gray felt, and then they have the little sayings.
The truth, work hard.
Help mother. And
oh, no way.
Yeah,
and that's really
yeah,
cool.
They're very
it's beautiful.
Special.
The store is beautiful. It's yeah. packed this year, and yeah. it's, I always
they always do a great
there.
Job.
Always a beautiful job.
There's yeah. a and you know the people that are involved there.
Yeah, the level of artisans is really
it's
amazing.
On top of like them all being super creative. Most of these people are actually very involved in the community.
Yes.
So, like doing your Christmas shopping there, it would be kind of like a give back.
Yeah.
To people that do a lot of good
true.
Stuff for the city. You
that's
like to
true.
You like to reward.
Yeah.
Listen, if they were selling crap, we wouldn't send you down there.
Right.
They're selling really cool stuff down there.
And I think it all came from Amanda Cook originally. Yeah. Wasn't she the founder of President Gloucester?
Spitfire.
Yeah, well,
we've been covering it every year for quite a few years
quite
now.
Quite a few years, but She was the one I saw in there all
Well, she's at the Writers Center. Isn't she the PR person?
She does a lot of things at the Writers Center. She's a teacher. She's a facilitator. She's on the board. And she runs Open Mic, which is every the first Monday of every month. And
we did the podcast at the Rocky Neck Cultural Center. She organized a thing for bloggers. Event.
Oh, yeah, she organized that?
Yeah, she was part of the people.
And she has two little kids.
Yeah, she does. Really cool. And her husband is principal of Gloucester High School.
Right, James Cook is her husband.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Speaking of kids in school, does anybody know what happened to Easter Point Day School?
They closed really quickly and suddenly. That's all I know.
I saw the building was up for sale, and I'm like, "What happened?"
It was before the school year started, though, right?
Yeah, like right before.
Yeah, right. There was an article in the paper. I don't think they could.
I didn't see anything about it.
I saw a little article in the paper. I don't think they could.
Yeah, they closed right before the school year started with not a lot of notice. I'm not trying to get all negative, but without a lot of notice, and those children had to find somewhere else to go.
Did they come to your school?
Did they come to Montessori?
How do I answer that? I wish I had known about the perfect example. I wish I had known about the closure a couple weeks ahead of time to be able to reach out to some of those families. Yeah. But I think it was so sudden that a lot of them really didn't know what to do and probably just quickly settled in whatever district they live in. You know, but it's too bad that they had reached out to us and other independent schools in the area. We could have probably. Help those families.
Yeah, because I've heard great things about the school, and then all of a sudden it was no longer there. Yeah.
A lot of involved parents.
A lot of involved parents.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's too bad. Kate, did you know about that? Because you discussed, maybe, you know, you're kind of batting around.
No, I had seen the real estate sign, but I didn't know it was just the building that they were selling, and the school was still.
Yeah.
I think they're hoping to regroup and maybe. Open be somewhere else. At least that was the.
Oh really?
That was what I heard. You know, when they closed suddenly, but it's a hard situation when, you know, the parents. You're really depending on the parents, and it falls on a few parents, and it's hard. And it was a small school.
And also, I feel like the East Gloucester, especially, there is such a community of involved parents who are. Just doing a phenomenal job with the kids and the schools, and I think there are fewer reasons why to send your child to
me, I think you nailed it. Yeah. I think because in particular East Gloucester Elementary,
right.
The parents are so, I mean, Muffy,
so
I mean, all the Aaron McKay, all those parents are like super, that school is it's almost like a private school.
Right, even though despite the physical limitations of the school and the mold and all that kind of stuff, people just ignore.
Hopefully that changes.
But yeah, hopefully that changes, but I'm just saying parents just, you know, move forward and, you know, put everything into that school. So
there's a lot of families, and when you have parents...
You must be one of them. Oh, no, your kids.
We will be.
Yeah.
That's been a topic the city about the schools, what they're going to do with the schools.
Yeah.
And that's...
Hot topic.
It's a huge hot topic.
I don't know if you, as young as your children are, I don't even know if they will be affected if they build they build a new school there. Maybe the new one.
They might be, but that's the question. Do they renovate this school and other schools, or do they, which school is first, and do they build a new one? Probably we wouldn't be affected if they build a new one, but.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hot topic, anyway.
It's a very big time hot topic. Nicole, you want to talk about 15 Walnut, your experience there?
Sure. Yeah, I just went there quickly the other night. You always ask where we've eaten in the last week or so since the last podcast, and I don't go out much. But I stopped at 15 Walnut, and I wish I could remember the name of what we had. I went with a friend from work, and all she wanted was, she'd already had dinner, was the fried chickpeas. Which I thought was a funny thing to order, because really all I wanted was the Brussels sprouts, but I thought it was kind of random to sit at the bar and have a drink and order just Brussels sprouts. But she got a little bowl of fried chickpeas that were kind of amazing, and I got these risotto mozzarella. Mm. They look like three massive meatballs, but they weren't meatballs. They were risotto and mozzarella and ricotta, a little bit of sauce on top.
Where is 15 Walnut?
15 Walnut is in Hamilton. It's one of the One of the Serenity Group restaurants.
Yep.
So I was there for like an hour while the boys were at Blue Man Group. But
I was there
but
a couple
really,
weeks ago.
Oh yeah. I've only been there like three times, but such a great atmosphere, really great, really great.
They had live music.
What's amazing to me
yeah,
is
that's what I was gonna say. When the last time I was there, I think Alan Estes was walking in to play.
They redo that place like every 3 years. A complete makeover. It's unbelievable.
They
how
do
much
it with all the restaurants.
Yeah,
it's
wild.
Amazing. I don't know why they just don't keep.
Yeah.
Like Alchemy was fantastic, and then all of a sudden they went a different route. But the Brussels sprouts are so good.
They do it
at Minglewood.
I love Brussels sprouts.
Jeez, we have to try that.
Latitude is really good.
Wow.
Yeah. Anybody else have any dining experiences they want to talk about?
Well, I've been sick for 2 weeks.
You've been sick. You?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I went last month to the Nordstrom's wine dinner. They have wine dinners.
Oh, we talked about that.
Every month.
Really? At the store?
At the store. They have the bistro in Peabody. You have to get on the email list. If you go in, you can ask to be on the email list. And they send you, and they have, I think it's like the last Wednesday of the month. And I didn't know. I just went in and saw them pouring a bunch of wine one time this summer. And I said, oh, what's going on? Free samples? Or what are we doing? And they said, oh, no, we do these wine dinners. So I finally got to one in October, and it was delicious. The food up there is great anyway. Joey loves it. I agree. I always get takeout with the sandwiches whenever I'm shopping to bring home. The French fries are amazing.
Oh, with that olive top on
dipping.
Oh, I gotta get two of those if you get takeout.
So
yeah,
good.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
And but the wine dinners are things not on the menu. So it's all different.
Wow.
Five courses.
It's like really cheap too, right?
$30 a person.
What?
Wow.
You gotta get on that list.
What are we? Forgive me. I heard Nordstrom's and I thought like
Nordstrom Bistro.
Yeah.
Oh,
they
have
up
a
in
bistro.
The top of the store, they have a bistro.
Never
like
eaten there.
Yeah,
it's
they have
great.
Never.
All
the
food
is great.
It's a really nice room too.
Yeah.
And during the height of Christmas shopping, when it's wall to wall, you can still go there and get a table.
Yeah, wow. And it's calm.
Yeah.
And really nice, and the staff is really nice.
Yeah, it's spread out.
It's delicious.
Nice decor.
It's just like Nordstrom's, their whole deal, right? Once you get in there, you've been in there a couple of times, they know who you are, the staff is awesome.
Yeah. Where Jordan Marsh used to have their restaurant.
Yeah, the blueberry muffin.
I know.
It reminds me of this restaurant that's right on Bryant, in Bryant Park in New York City, right along the strip there. We went there for lunch.
A little French restaurant.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
It's I've eaten there with Liv. I don't know the name of it.
There's no more, the wine dinners, the October one was the last one for the year. I don't think, they don't do them in November and December. And then I think they'll start up again in the New Year's. And there's a guy there who kind of discusses the wine and talks. And he's very knowledgeable. And he goes around and talks. And he asked me, what wines I liked. And I said, oh, well, Cape Ann Farmers Market has a winery that comes, Jewel Town Vineyards, which I am obsessed with. And he knew them and knew the owner. And
knowledgeable.
But he's not overbearing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not overbearing. You can eat in peace, but pumpkin ravioli with brown butter, maple bacon, deviled eggs.
You were hungry, right?
This is like my favorite things.
Short ribs and cheesy polenta.
Stop.
And then a dessert course. So
let's do it.
I know, right?
Sounds it's delicious. Great. Wow. It's really good, and it's fun too. It's really.
Kate.
I'll keep you posted. I'll let you know.
Thank you.
So quick question on the restaurant front. Anybody been there? Is it Feather and Wedge in Rockwell?
I have been there.
Good?
Yeah, it was good. The service was good. It's a really nice, wonderful place to have in Rockport.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic atmosphere. The design is really wonderful. The food was good. We had to make a reservation. In general, I thought it was good.
Yeah. I
haven't been there, but that and the Pigeon Cove Tavern are two great additions.
I was
going to
ask about the Pigeon Cove.
I love it over there. Yeah.
Pigeon Cove Tavern, knocking it out of the park.
They
have a New Year's Eve thing they're doing. I mentioned it last podcast. I'll mention it again. It's a Gatsby party.
At the Emerson.
At the Emerson Inn.
Oh.
So you can stay at the Emerson Inn, get hammered, and participate.
Or not.
Or not.
Or not.
And participate in the Gatsby party, and then you don't have to drive anywhere.
It's fun.
And the food is phenomenal. You know, Doug Pappas is doing phenomenal things there, and the room is beautiful. I'm a huge fan.
One more thing. I got to throw it out there, and you guys are going to be like, that's gross, too. But with kids, I have to say, bang for the buck, Friendlies. With kids, you go in, quick meal. They're always good with the kids, crayons.
They are good with the kids. That's
I like
saying.
Friendlies.
You know what? I do. Yeah. It's great.
I love Friendlies.
Love it with the ice
Friendlies.
Cream.
Oh gosh,
but I have little ones, so it's just to throw it out there. Not gourmet, but
no.
But my kids love it. It's really great for
especially for the after they give them the little ice cream for like a buck.
Yeah, well, it's not even it's included in the kids meal. Yeah.
And it's good for kids. I know, like the kids after the plays or after after the Beeman play and after what you know, all the kids go to Friendlies and they feel like they're alone and
that was the first place after our middle school dances. Like those like the first things we did as young adults that after the dance the kids all went to I'm wrong. I was going to say Friendlies. We didn't go to Friendlies. We went to the Chinese food restaurant next door.
China Port.
Yeah, yeah. Back then.
Which has now changed.
Five times.
Well, now it's like Thai, Japanese, and Chinese.
They have Thai there?
Yes. Yeah, they have.
What were we just talking about? We got to get that
and
dish.
They have
the coconut milk with the.
They don't have it at Thai Choice?
They do.
Oh.
But they also have
we the, like that. Thai Choice.
What's they've fried rice, chicken basil fried rice at the Chinese place next to Friendlies.
Chicken you get it basil fried
chicken
rice?
Basil fried
I've never
rice
had it.
Wow.
Is unreal at Thai Choice.
I'm so freaking hungry. What did I say before this podcast started?
I have hot roast in the car.
Huh?
I have hot roast in the car.
Kate made pot roast for the family on Wednesday, and it was phenomenal.
You could put some cheese on it.
I got some cheese. I got
some
cheese.
Kim, I'm so sorry. I wish I had.
I don't know.
I have to leave.
Dude, thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
I'm glad. Thank you for buying a CD case calendar.
Cases,
several.
And your blue shirt.
Awesome.
Yes, and my blue shirt.
Purple shirt.
The purple shirt back.
Yeah, we had that was a discussion. Purple versus
purple.
Blue.
Purple.
Only one person besides me said it was blue.
Good.
Morning.
I said.
How are you waiting?
Next week, we'll be on the podcast.
Right, good.
Totally. Yeah. Thanks, brother.
All right.
Thanks for coming.
Bye,
in.
Sue.
You guys
thanks
later.
For coming.
We're going to do a the Cape Ann Eats Rundown. People, 525 has just upgraded and updated their wine and beer menu. Their featured wine is Poggio al Tesoro Solo. I don't even know how to say it. Are you here to pick up your calendars?
Yeah.
Come on in. And what's your name?
Don't be
Nancy.
Intimidated.
Nancy, come on. So Nancy is here to pick up her CD case calendars. Now, did you know what they were going to look like? Did you know that there were calendars inside of CD cases?
I had a rough idea when you said CD on it.
Right? There you go. Did you buy one?
Just one.
One. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. I hope you like it.
It's actually a Christmas gift, so.
Oh.
Aren't they good gifts? Perfect size, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Hi. Thank you.
But anyway, 525, we went there on, Kate and I went to, we were going to go there Friday night for dinner, and it was packed house. They're doing good things there. We didn't get to eat because it was late by the time we got, and we were starving. So check out 525. Anthony Catarano, what happened?
Kate had a question about 5 to 5.
Sure.
That wasn't the woman from 5 to 5, was it?
No.
Oh, you're on a different. He's talking about
the
wine list and whatnot from there when she walked in.
Ah, sorry, missed
that. That's okay. Anthony Catarano.
I don't come to these quite often. I'm just sitting in the background.
That's all right. Anthony Catarano from Tano posted his turkey tips, very timely turkey tips about brining your turkey, smoking your turkey, frying your turkey, and traditional baked turkey, all his tips. And he's an award-winning chef, so check that out on Cape Ann Eats.
I'm going to read that. I always roast it.
I might smoke one at my sister's. I think I'm thinking about doing two different things. I'm thinking about smoking a little turkey just for the side. And then, what?
Can't wait.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Why? She like taking little pot shots back there. That's what she does. And then doing maybe a rib roast, smoking a rib roast.
Who are you feeding?
Huh? Don't we have our family?
A lot of food.
A little tiny turkey, just for the sake, just for
she
doing
also
it.
Stop by. Yeah.
For shits and giggles.
Just start experimenting.
Passports had their wine dinner. Beauport Hotel is doing a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. You can check out the information there.
Can I say something? I heard a scoop from Jay Albert about Beauport.
Go ahead.
November 22nd, I guess they've hired a very prestigious interior designer to do all the lighting, all the holiday lights and decor.
Deck the halls up there.
At Beauport.
Oh, wow. So it's going to be super, super fancy.
What's the date?
They put it on their Facebook page last night, and it looks like a great, it looks like a great
November
time.
November 22nd, does it say?
I think it did. I wrote it down.
Just dinners, holiday dinners.
Well, I just know about the decor. That's what Jay
Albert. Yeah, I'm going to have to chew out Terry Weber for not putting that on Cape Ann Eats.
It's not really an eating thing. It's if you want to stay for dinner, make it even. I'm trying to find it on their Facebook page, but it was more a come by for kind of like the old going to Jordan Marsh at the mall type of thing. Like come for the decorations, sign up in advance for a hotel tour if you'd like to, and then even better, stay for dinner. So it's not really like it's not like their Thanksgiving dinner. It's not really a Cape Ann Eats thing. It's to the hotel and it's going to be decorated soup to nuts.
So while you're shopping really local. In downtown Gloucester, you can also go to the hotel and just go for a little holiday.
Go through and maybe have a lunch or a cocktail in the afternoon.
Yeah. Nice. I was excited when I read that last night to go see it. I still have a lot of friends from out of town who have not been there.
They also have, they've done this for the last couple of years, Meet Santa at Sea. They do a cruise on the Beauport Princess, and the kids get a little thing from Santa, and they tell them what they want for a present and stuff like that. So that's kind of a nice thing. Heidi, you had another thing, Cape Ann Symphony.
Cape Ann Symphony. Yeah. After you've eaten your 6 turkeys that you're making and your roast and everything. I don't cook, so I'll be over. So
talk to Felicia.
We go to my aunt's house. So, yeah. The Cape Ann Symphony, it's a tradition. You know, 65, it's the symphony's 65th season.
Wow.
Can you imagine Gloucester has had a symphony for 65 years? And it started out with, like, a businessman whose wife liked music.
What was that, Toby Pett's mom? Wasn't she very involved in it?
No. It was different. And she liked music, and they started a symphony, and now it's a fully professional orchestra with about 100 members. And the Holiday Pops concert has been a tradition for probably about 65 years.
And where is it at?
It's now we're in Manchester. We were at Fuller, and then we had to leave Fuller.
Yeah.
And now we're at the Manchester Essex High School auditorium, which is a lovely, lovely auditorium.
Well, it wasn't built too long ago, so.
Yeah, nice size, and
they have very good acoustics.
Yeah, well, that's why we're there, because Yoichi, the hope was, Gloucester High School or something. But Yoichi, who's the conductor and the music director, is very, the acoustics are most important to him, and Manchester Essex had the best acoustics.
And do they ever think about having it at the Shaylin Lou, or it's not in a crowd?
Kind of small, I believe. We've had fundraisers and smaller things, but this is a full orchestra with, 100 members. So it's really, and then for the Holiday Pops, it's even more exciting because we have the Cape Ann Symphony Chorus, which Wendy Betts, who's from Rockport, is the music director of the Cape Ann Symphony Chorus. And that's about 75 people from all over the North Shore, Ipswich, Hamilton, Wenham, Gloucester, Rockport, Essex, Manchester. And they start rehearsing in the late summer.
Wow.
And they sing with the symphony. And the symphony does some of their own numbers, and then they join together, and there's a big holiday sing-along at the end. And it's great. It's $5 for kids.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's only $5 for kids. And it's a great, you've had your dinner, you've been with your family, you need to get out of the house. And it's 2 hours about, Yoichi's very clear that it's a 2-hour concert with an intermission, that's it, people don't, that's it.
Nice length for family.
Right, it's a nice length for family.
There are several different times, aren't there? I wrote about it last year on, when you did your what? I was like, I did write about it last year. But yeah, I think it's three different days. Is it like a Friday, Saturday,
It's a
Sunday?
Saturday, it's Two a Saturday night shows. And a Sunday afternoon. The Sunday afternoon is sold out.
Already, yeah.
But the Saturday after the Saturday night, there's still plenty of tickets.
You can get tickets where?
At capeandsymphony.org. You can go right to the Cape Ann Symphony website.
There you go.
And it's a great it's a great resource. And if kids are exposed to the music, they love it. The symphony does a youth outreach program in January. They go to all the fourth and fifth grade classes in Gloucester. And Gloucester, Rockport, Manchester, and then goes to Beverly and Salem. And then we do two concerts, school day concerts for the kids. We did Peter and the Wolf last year. We're doing Katie and the Big Snow this year. And I'm narrating it. And we go to all the, we prep the kids beforehand. And the kids are absolutely so excited about a symphony orchestra and all of that. And, you go to Boston, you go to the BSO, you go to Boston Symphony Orchestra. It's, hundreds of dollars for tickets, hundreds of dollars to park.
Yeah, it's all bananas.
CapeAndSymphony.org.
Get your tickets and go. Saturday, November 26th, 6 p.m. And there's more information on the website. Check that out. Kim, you brought this subject up. Ken and Nicole Duckworth got a shout out from www.onlyinyourstate.com. Chosen as one of 11 little-known restaurants in Mass that are hard to find but worth the search.
Search, right.
Big props.
I think it's kudos. Big kudos.
It's huge kudos. But, Duckworth's, with all the new restaurants that has opened up in the past 4 years, sometimes we forget about the gem that we have in East Gloucester. The Duckworth's Bistro, everybody that moves here from out of town, and I recommend Duckworth's too, they go there one time. And then, they never want to go anywhere else. They're just, they have such a good experience there.
Yeah. The food is always... what's remarkable is it's so consistent. You go, and every single time, their pork schnitzel tastes exactly the same as it did the last thing. My husband always gets pork schnitzel.
Pork schnitzel?
Pork schnitzel.
Wiener schnitzel!
And I oftentimes get lobster risotto, but it always tastes...
Kate, what do I tell you every time about the lobster risotto? Please tell me, don't force me not to get it, because I can't get away from it because it's so good.
Yeah.
And I don't try anything else on the awesome menu because it's once you see lobster risotto and you've had it in the past there, it's so hard to go get something.
Soup.
What?
Mushroom soup is the best.
The Joey mushroom soup.
Yeah, that's really
they named it Joey mushroom soup.
Do you guys ever have the little polenta, the little triangles of polenta with the mushrooms, and then they have then they have a sauce over it that's very much like their mushroom soup on top.
When we ordered one mushroom soup or two, and then we ordered a third.
We did because it's like eating steak. Their mushroom soup is like eating a steak. It's like heart. It's like substantial.
It's like a mushroom stew.
Also in the shout out were included several of Nicole's desserts.
I was going to say
her flourless chocolate cake was mentioned, as well as her homemade salted caramel ice cream.
More food up top.
I know. Yeah. I just raised my hand.
You're in.
I have to go, but can I say November 30th was the Deck the Halls at the Beauport.
Oh, okay.
And it's on their face. So we said the 22nd for some reason, but November 30th is their Deck the Halls.
Oh, I'm glad that they're waiting till after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Nice. Thumbs up for that.
So that's fun. And I don't think you only have to RSVP if you're A, if you're eating, make a reservation, or B, if you want a hotel tour. Otherwise, I think it's just come and walk through. But I have to go, but thank you to Toby Burnham.
We're finishing up.
Toby
Burnham, you asked, you saw
the Jupiter, right?
Jupiter 2.
Yeah.
So you saw, I posted on the blog the picture of what I found interesting, it must have been a big fish, swordfish vertebrae. The vertebrae were, about 3 inches around the tubes. Nicole on Facebook had said, just saying, this would be kind of cool for the kids to see in school. So And is that exactly the dialect you're using too? Because I could
you
hear
know that.
No. But anyway, so
did it have the sword too? Did it have?
No. It's just the vertebrae. Because what he does is he puts them in his traps, and then when they come out of the traps, he kind of dumps it into totes, and the creatures. They eat so much that all that's left is the cartilage. There's no meat left on it at all. They clean it right down. I asked him to save them. He put them in a little bait bag, and you gonna take those with you today?
I'm gonna put them in the back of my car right now. I'm super excited about that.
There you go.
Thank you to him though.
Yeah, it may stink a little.
I'm sure it does.
Kids will like it even more.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, that's Gloucester. Anybody got anything in closing? Gloucestercast 209 is in the books. Thanks for everybody that bought a CD case calendar. I appreciate it. We out. Mm-hmm.